I formation, snap, Cardis option, he'll keep it, slip a tackle at the line, lot of room in front of him, he's got a first down, now he cuts it outside, to the 25, 20, 15, 10, one man to beat, Mansum at the 5, dive for the pylon, touchdown Falcons!
No flags, just going with dive option, and at the contact he pulled it out and there was nobody at the second level, everybody bit on that dive.
Standard Standish pistol. It's going to be an option play. Pitch to the right on the ground. Ogama Heights is on it. The pitch was behind Bartlett. The Falcons are on it deep, deep in Standish territory. Snap, quarterback sneak, powering forward. Offensive line gets the push. They got to come in and take a look. Touchdown, Ogama Heights Falcons. They go three wide receivers, two right, one left, a running back back there. Snap, roll out left for Cardis. Looking, fires over the middle. Receiver pops open. Schmidt makes the catch. Touchdown, Ogama Heights. He fell across the line.
Yeah, just running a flag out of the slot. A little quick roll left. One back leading Calvin Marshall, protecting the quarterback right there as he sprints left. You know, he lobs it, and Carter Schmidt was able to beat his man. One-on-one just on a flag route right there and catches it right near the goal line. And like you said, falls into the end zone.
Snap to Cardis, quarterback sneak, reaches the football across. Touchdown, Ogama Heights.
You know, when he did snap it, he kind of took a half step to the right. He didn't go right away. He took a little sidestep and then got the push. And then I think he extended the ball over. I don't think they got a whole lot of push with the offensive line right there. But he's close enough that he just had to extend the ball over.
Final score tonight. Ogama Heights tops the Standish Sterling Panthers 28-0.